The scripture for today is John 1, 1 through 13. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being? In him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. This is a reading of God's word.
I have some very good news for all of us this morning. December the 22nd was the winter solstice. Each day is getting a little bit longer now. And I say thank the Lord for that. I want longer days and more sunlight and be back out. But this has been a blessed winter as far as I'm concerned, with no snow and relative. I probably shouldn't even say that. Thank you. And all denominations have their own magazines. The magazine, The Lutheran, tells about a church secretary in Ohio who was preparing a funeral service for a woman named Edna. Well, the previous funeral at the church was for a woman named Mary. So the secretary simply called the earlier bulletin into the computer screen and substituted the word Edna for Mary. Imagine how disturbed the pastor was, not realizing this, and they began to recite the Apostles' Creed at the funeral, and it included the words, "Born of the Virgin Edna." If you're like me, you like a new year. A chance, at least in our minds, to start afresh, to begin again, to put some of the things that were not so good in 2015 behind us and look forward to the future with faith and hope and love. You know, the Japanese have a very interesting way of keeping track of the passage of time. Each time a new emperor takes the throne, the calendar starts all over again at year one. In 1990, Japan's emperor Hirohito had been in power for 66 years, so it was year 66 on the Japanese calendar. That's not true, of course, for Christianity. The coming of Jesus Christ into our world signaled a break with the past. Darkness became light. Despair became hope. Condemnation became grace. As William Barclay puts it, even the calendar tells us that at the birth of Jesus, history started all over. So this is not year one, or even year 100, and it's not year 5,777, as the Jewish traditional calendar would have it. The Christian calendar says it is the year 2016, the year of our Lord. And yet there's a sense in which, because Christ has come into the world, this year is potentially year one for each of us. Year one of a new life. Year one of a chance of a new beginning. A new year offering the promise of starting over. There was a somewhat backward farmer who stopped by his neighbor to tell them that his son was stuck in the mud. An old farmer said, "Well, how deep is he sunk?" "Oh, about up to his ankles." The man said, "Well, we don't need to be in a hurry. Just sit down and let's have a beer together. We'll talk a little while, then we'll go get him out." Another man said, "You know, I don't think we should really wait. You see, he's in head first. Head first up to his ankles. And it's been that kind of year for some of us. Up to our ankles. We felt like that we have been in head first in the mud, in the mire, maybe in despair, maybe in depression. Whatever might have been going on in our lives or our families' lives. Few people escape the trials and tribulations of life. Life can be very good, but it also at times can be very difficult. I remember as a young boy watching Annette Funicello. Many young boys will remember her, the first really star of the Mouseketeer, Mickey Mouse Club. She was almost perfect peaches and cream, her dark hair. But later she made those lighthearted and very innocent beach movies, innocent by our standards, today with, who did he make them with? Frankie Avalon. Oh. And she had been diagnosed as suffering from MS in 1992, but she did not announce it. She said, "I didn't go public with this information because I didn't think people could handle that Annette was suffering from multiple sclerosis." You know, bad things do happen. They happen to Annette's. They happen to Judy's and Andrew's and the Larry's. They happen to all of us. Life can be very difficult at times. I was reading recently about Gene Stallings, the former football coach of Alabama Crimson Tide, and Alabama's getting ready to play Clemson in the January 11th, the national championship. So I'm very interested in that game, because Clemson being a South Carolina team. But George Stallings, who most of us probably don't remember, hasn't escaped his share of pain. His only son, John Mark, was born with Down syndrome. Doctor said he wouldn't live to be 4. Then they said he wouldn't live to be 11. Then they said, well, he's 31 now. But he says, "I try not to think about how much time we have remaining. I just try to make every day count together and to love him every day." So John Mark was not really worried about whether I win a national championship at Alabama. He's not one of the typical Alabama fans. He wants the team to win simply because it makes Pop happy. It makes me happy. And that's what I love about him. He's so innocent. There isn't a mean bone in his body. Gene Stallings takes each day he has with John Mark just as Annette Funicello takes one day at a time as she battles MS. But it certainly cannot be easy for either one of these people. There has to be times of discouragement. Times when we even might say, they might say, or we might say in our own life, "Why me, Lord? What did I do to deserve this that is happening to me or a loved one or a friend? Why?" Do you know that January is one of the best years or months for mail order companies? I know we think everything is bought at Christmas, but many people go on the internet, especially the internet as we have it now, and purchase. And if you've got an internet, you're getting things from all these different companies wanting you to buy. And some of us will. January could be a dismal time for many of us because of the darkness and because of the short days. Some people say it's because of the short, dark days of winter and people being confined to their houses, not being able to get out and do what they would normally do, work in the yard, go places. But a piece of mail or a package that you're anticipating coming to your house, it brings a sense of light. It gives us a chance to do something for ourselves, to bring a little bit of cheer into our lives. That's why January is a good time to read the first chapter of John. "In him was light, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." The light John was describing, of course, is Christ, who has come into our world, come into a dark world. A dark world where there's evil, where there's bad things happening. And he brought hope. Hope for those who are in up to their heels in despair. hope that is built on more than a positive attitude, as good as that is to have. It is hope built on a person, the personhood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Chris Stewart, a young British runner who won a major race in Slovenia in 1991. While there, Stewart learned of the desperate plight of the people living in the towns throughout Croatia. People cut off from international aid due to the terrible conflict, the war, people being killed, bombed, shot. Stewart was third place finisher in both the 1996 and 1997 New York Marathon, which is quite an accomplishment. And he wanted to do something to help these people. And he began running relief supplies across sniper-infested Croatia and Bosnia-Herzegovina. In Stewart's case, running is taken literally. Stewart ran several miles past woods where snipers lurk, encountering heavy shelling on his seven-hour run back and forth. And why did he do it? He explains his act of heroism like this. Some people were dying from simple infections just because they didn't have antibiotics. There were ordinary, bewildered people, just like us, and no one seemed to be helping them. Is there a more perfect picture of the world in which Christ came than ordinary and bewildered people and nobody seemed to be helping them? But remember, somebody did. Someone did come to our rescue. Christ came, and light entered a dark world. Hope entered a despairing world. Love entered a cold, cruel world. And grace, amazing grace, came into our lives and changed us. Christ did not come as many expected him to come with power and majesty. And that's why a lot of the people could not accept him. It wasn't what they anticipated. He humbled himself and took up the form of a man and came into our lives in the form of a servant. Christ came into our world, not storming the gates, but wooing us with love. John put it beautifully. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own did not accept him, but as many as received him, to them he gave power to become sons of God. You and I, when we accept Christ into our lives, we become the children of God. Sons of God, daughters of God. And that is a wonderful, beautiful thing that should bring us a sense of joy and happiness. In the midst of our sometimes dark and dreary world, the light of Jesus Christ shines through and something happens to us. Like flower that lifts their faces after the long winter and that sun begins to shine, they begin to open up and bloom. And the leaves come back on the trees, and the grass begins to grow. We have a fresh joy, a sense of renewal, fresh hope, fresh faith to sustain us through another day, through another week, through another year, through our entire lifetimes. And we find ourselves able to cope with whatever life sends our way. Whatever. If you can hold on to Jesus. I'm not saying it's easy. But I'm saying you can cope. You can make it. You can do it. And this year can be year one in a sense for you. This new year can be a time to start over. A time to begin again.